Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 24th day of January, here at Republic Broadcasting. Prepper tip of the day: I want to encourage people to take a gardening class. Learn how to grow fruits and vegetables. That's a great skill, a great hobby, and this will be the time to get started. So finding that local gardening class, getting signed up for it. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Dr. Wilbert is my healthcare professional, and we will be talking about health-related matters. If you want a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call. Leave a message if he doesn't pick up. Dr. Wilbert's telephone number is 314-495-6480. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, J.R. Moore. Once again, I'm so privileged and proud and glad to be here.
Yeah, I was at a shop the other day, Dr. Wilbert, and I saw a beautiful cherry red Bradley GT. I hear silence.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it was.
Is it local?
Local, Franklin County, the next county west of us, west of you, I should say, between okay. Where you are and where I am, and the mechanic is doing some work on my Triumph sports car, and he had a beautiful cherry red Bradley GT there in the shop that was getting some work done on the engine, and I know you own a Bradley GT yourself, so I thought I'd mention that and bring it to your attention.
Yes. I would love to know who that mechanic is.
Well, we can talk about that off the air. He's brilliant.
Sure.
And his shop is as clean as a waiting room in a hospital. I mean, it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I used to do all my mechanic work, but not anymore.
Well, I'm just getting back into it. I'm building my tool chest, and it's wonderful. Well, Doctor. I was talking about gardening here a moment ago, and it's springtime is only about 2 months away or so, and people are probably got New Year's resolutions or thinking about how they can improve their health, improve their vitality. Most people, most of the time, want to have the strength and energy and vigor to do the things they love, don't they, sir?
I qualify that by saying that people in their right minds would love to experience those kinds of things. I remember one time I was talking to a group of seniors, and I asked them, I said, let me see by a show of hands, everyone that's happy to be alive. And most everyone raised their hand. And so my next retort was, if you didn't raise your hand, you didn't understand the question. So let me ask it again. Let me see by show of hands, how many of you are happy to be alive? And I got just about every hand up except for one. And I proceeded to the back of the room, and I said, why aren't you happy to be alive? She said, I'm just not. Well, aren't you alive? Well, yes. Well, that's the bare minimum reason why you should be happy. But here, let me help you out. Since you are pretty close to the top of the food chain in your family, the matriarch, which usually is what happens, women outlive men in this country, I want you to go home and write down the names of 10 people who you love and you know they love you. And call all 10 of those people and say, I'm just calling to say I love you. And see how happy you feel at the end of those 10 calls. And when I come back next time, you tell me. If you're above ground, that's bare minimum happiness, bare minimum great. And you mentioned gardening, one of my favorite hobbies. I've been gardening for some time. I probably won't this year because of my activity. It takes a little hindering to, or else the weeds will outgrow your vegetables and flowers. The gardening is a wonderful observation of nature. All you have to do is put the seed in the ground, give it the proper nutrients, water, sunlight, air, and watch it turn into something wonderful and delectable, full of vitamins and minerals and nutrients. And guess what?
What? What? Go ahead. You got me wondering. What? Go ahead, Doctor. Did we lose Dr. Wilbert? Go ahead, Doctor. You're on the air. I don't know what's going on here. We're having silence, but apparently he's still connected. Dr. Wilbert, you're on the air. Okay, well, we'll figure this out. Maybe we need to reconnect here. I'm not sure what's going on. The vagaries of... you're back.
Technological ass here. All the snow we've had, the wireless communication has been challenged, say the least.
Understood. Well, let's continue, Doctor. You stopped in the middle of a thought there.
Yes, to grow from either a seed or a plantling and watch it grow in 60 or 90 days, and then to take it from the plant that it was growing and minutes later have it consumed by you, the grower, nothing better. If I weren't in the healthcare business, I could easily be a farmer. And a raiser of animals. Because now you know that the product is free of pesticides and insecticides as best we get in the air. And it's just wonderful. I have a good buddy of mine that lives in Arizona, right outside of Phoenix. And he's a triathlete. They live in a gated community where there's orange groves up and down the boulevard. He has about maybe 14 orange trees on his property, pomegranate trees. And this is the time that they harvest the oranges. There's nothing better. Well, there's few things that are better. None come to mind at the moment. However, pick a fruit off the tree and put it in your mouth is just one of the most wonderful. Your taste buds will have a party. your liver and pancreas will join, and you will extract the vital minerals and nutrients and vitamins that you need from the fruit. And so I called his wife, Cheryl, and I say, because I used to train there often, and I know September is the most beautiful smell, orange blossoms all over the place. And by January, you're harvesting oranges. And so I put my order in. And tomorrow would be 14 days that I've had my oranges. And I had 30 of them. I now only have 2. And again, the oranges that we get, even in the very best organic environment, those oranges are quite old. And most of the time, they will put some kind of substance on the skin to preserve them. This doesn't happen. I was going to the airport one time, and everybody associated with the airline was my friend because I passed out. Oh, what do you have there? Oh, I have oranges I just picked this morning. Oh, really? Here, have one. I got the best service. I got booted to first class.
I bet you did. I bet you did. How to, was that book, How to Win Win Friends and Influence People? Fresh oranges. Oh.
Yeah, that's an insert in there. But it is absolutely unbelievable. And it just underscores why the food is right. The intake of organic, wholesome food is so important. It's so important. You know, if you consider water versus food, I had a conversation, the person chose food. Just give me food. Well, no, that's not the right choice. Choose water if those are the only two choices. You can eat anything. You can extract nutrients from most anything that grows. And so it's just wonderful. And I thought this thought, but I refrained, but I will ask, because we have a mastermind conference call often, and I will ask, is it appropriate to order twice and get 60 oranges? So many people know about it, but it's growing. Even if you start small in a little pot or two or anything and watch it grow, and you don't have to do anything to it. And the beautiful thing about it, John, is that we operate under the same principles that the plant that is growing does. The difference is that we, as part of creation, we get to use our minds to think. And we can retard growth with our minds. We can interfere with growth and development with our thinking. Plants and animals and other species of creation cannot do that. They're not programmed to do that. So they can't. They can't. We are the only species of creation that can do that. Now, if the plant doesn't get proper sunlight and proper water and proper nutrients, and for some reason the weeds grow faster than the fruit or the plant, well, the universe is impartial. The weeds have the same access to the elements that promote growth that the flowers do. They just happen to grow faster. I don't know. I guess that's where the phrase came from, growing like a weed. I mean, just grow at a very rapid pace. So you have to de-weed, you have to nourish it and breathe on it. Yes, I said breathe on it because plants need carbon dioxide. They give off oxygen, which is what we need. So it's a symbiotic relationship, We breathe on the plant. The plant takes in our CO2, which we exhale as an acid that leaves the body. And they breathe it in, say, oh, I can use that, and it goes through photosynthesis. I remember when I was studying biology, I got so happy when the next chapter of study was respiration. I'm going, wow, this is going to be easy. No, cell respiration has nothing to do with human respiration. Biology and chemistry is the fundamentals of life. And if you don't study it, you will never know how complicated life is. We make it look easy because we just glide from day to day effortlessly with very little thought after we become of a certain age. And so we tend to take the little things for granted. And I finally came up with another analogy. There's no such thing as being a little upset. There's no such thing as being, oh, I was just a little angry. I was just a little mad. That's an objective interpretation of reality. And in reality, little doesn't exist. If you change the tilt of the Earth is on an axis tilt of about 27 or so degrees. Don't quote me exactly, but it's tilted. But if you change that tilt, the angle, the degree of that axis of the Earth by an iota, life would cease to exist on this planet. That's how little, how profound little is. The Earth has been orbiting the sun ever since it was told to do that. And it doesn't deviate not one millimeter from its orbital path. We can't walk a straight line twice, or maybe not even once. And so little has zero significance in nature. It is our subjective judgmental interpretation that allows us to say little. And so if you sit on the side of the pool and you don't immerse your entire body in the water, you just put your big toe in the water and see if it's cold. Guess what? Every cell instantly knew that you were in the water and only your big toe was there. You have instantaneous cellular communication. Every cell knows what every other cell is doing instantaneously all the time. And the reason why is because we were one cell big, and so the communication still exists. And so, oh, I just got my big toe a little wet. Doesn't make sense to the real world. Well, what is the real world? What is reality? I told a client, an elderly gentleman, I said, well, you know, when I look at life, I visualize how I would love for it to be. I imagine how I would love for it to be. And then I pretend as if it were that way. We don't learn to do that. That's a very special skill set. I don't know where I learned to do it, but I do it. And I'm learning to do it more because I'm finding out that it works. Even if you don't intentionally visualize, imagine, and pretend, you're unintentionally visualizing, imagining, and pretending. It's called worry. Hasn't even happened. And so he says, Dr. Wilbert, you know, I'm an adult. I don't pretend. I deal with reality. And I asked him, I said, well, what is reality? He didn't really have an answer, and I didn't tell him the answer either. Because I think most people are like me. If you have an answer to a question, then you keep looking for the answer until you find the answer. The question never goes away. You just keep looking for the answer. And so he actually did go away. I don't know if he ever found the answer. But the answer is, if children didn't pretend, we'd have a society of dwarfs. If they didn't imagine, they would never grow into an adult. If they didn't let things go, they would never grow. You have to let things go in order to grow. You can put a group of five-year-olds together, inevitably within the hour, there's going to be some duking going on, some exchange of words, and you have to intervene. 5 minutes later, they're best buddies again. And here we have adult human beings that hold on to things for years. And we bring them back up at family gatherings. It's supposed to be happy and loving and joyful and more Christ in the mix. And you're talking about something that happened decades ago. Let it go. The movie Frozen, the Disney movie Frozen, number two, the highest grossing box office movie ever.
No kidding. I was not aware of that. No kidding. We have a break, Doctor. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 24th of January. I'll be speaking 2 weeks from tomorrow in Orlando, Florida. The details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. First and second of May, I'll be speaking in Indianapolis with Pastor Paul Begley. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. He is truly the healthcare professional, a man who traveled the country teaching other doctors the things that they need to know to help people maintain and have optimal health. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, just give him a call. Leave a message if he doesn't pick up at 314-495-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
Alrighty, John, we were talking about the movie Frozen. If you haven't been to Disneyland or Disney World, go. You owe it to yourself to at least go one time to see the meticulous detail that goes into a production. I'm not in the movie business. However, I've made videos. I'm in the process of making more videos and putting them on my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and type in Dr. Wilbert, you'll see me. And it's really, I would say, arduous. You have to pay attention to detail. It's like, okay, you didn't say it correctly. Take number 12. Oh, no. You got to say it again. And so it's really energy and energy usage. but it pays off, and it's preparation. Disney has a university where you learn Disney principles on how, whatever they do, because they know how to extract money from your pocket. And they do it very well, and you give it to them with a smile. But the service is absolutely excellent. I've taken my grandchildren there many times, many times. And so Disney owns a lot of different things, shows and TV. And so they're in the business to make movies. And I love Disney as a company. And so one day I'm working on the mother of two. They were maybe 6 and 8 at the time. They're now 21 and 23. So in my world, there's never a better time to help a nerve system develop than when it is developing. Exactly. If you grow a young tree and it's not accustomed to defending itself against the wind, you may have to sturdy it up until it becomes a stronger sapling and a mature tree. The same thing is true with children and their nerve system and their development. There's a reason why it took you, in most cases, 8 months to a year or so to learn to walk, because walking is a very complicated physical, neurophysical, neuromechanical activity. Most people learn to talk before they learn to walk. Most people learn to talk. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Lisa Joy, she spoke to one of our friends that came through the door. "Hi, Stephanie." She's 3 months old. My wife didn't say it. I didn't say it. Stephanie didn't speak to herself. There was only one other person in the room. And so today she is a linguist. She speaks French, German, interprets Latin and Greek, lives in Atlanta, teaches English as a second language, has a tutoring company. I mean, she showed who she was at 3 months. And that's what humans do if you nurture them properly. One of the names of my book is Nature versus Nurture. One of my books has a name, Nature versus Nurture, How to Raise a Healthy Child. In fact, I'm writing 5 books simultaneously, John. And the first one that I will put to press is the one that I've been talking about for a long time, about getting old ain't for sissies. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I don't know how I got over there. But let's go back to Frozen and Disney and Disney Channel. We're working on the mother, and Elizabeth and Becky, they're 6. Elizabeth is 8. Becky is 6 years old, and working on the mother. And I hear the older one give the 6-year-old some grief. And Becky's not having it, but Elizabeth insists on it, you know, like siblings do. And then there was a pause, and now Elizabeth, or Becky, the 6-year-old, turns it back on Elizabeth, gives her the same grief that you just gave her. But Elizabeth can't take it. She erupts. And Becky just goes, "Let it go! Just let it go, Elizabeth!" And I heard that, and I stopped in my tracks. Very few things stopped me in my tracks. I heard a statement one time, and you can use it. A clerk in the store said, "Oh, go ahead, take your time, just hurry up." And so I stopped. I said, "Mary, what is that?" "Oh, that's the movie, a cartoon movie called Frozen." I go, no, wait,
hold that thought, Doc. Yeah, that's a wow. Sounds like a wonderful film. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 24th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got some new things posted there. We got an article written by the NASA, the National Aeronautic and Space Administration. Get that straight. Talking about the solar minimum, the next solar minimum. And it looks like it's going to be a really cold one, it appears. Also, my website, if you're tired of being tired, if you want to get past the arthritis pain you've been dealing with for too many years, I have something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. This is my home business, and I've helped hundreds of people all over the planet get past the arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, help them to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do. Get the details at my website, where you can study up on the patent application information, read the wonderful testimonials from people like our friend Steve Whitman. Then make your choice. Get yourself an energy cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it. We have pads for twin-size beds, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And yes, if you're doubting Thomas, keep in mind the following. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. You can place your order right there using PayPal, like I said, or MasterCard Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You got a question for Dr. Wilbert right now? Just give us a call at 800-313-9443. If you don't want to share your health situation with 10,000 people, just give them a call privately. Here's Dr. Wilbert's private cell phone number, 314-495-6480. Well, Dr., St. Louis is easy to get to. We have a major airport, St. Louis International Airport, where people can fly in and they can spend several days visiting with you and getting a complete diagnostics done and getting a plan developed on how they can achieve that goal for optimal health and well-being, can't they?
They certainly can, John. It's very interesting how the body will not tell you right away that your lifestyle is not supporting health at the highest level. It just won't tell you right away. Well, take that back. If you ran into a wall, you would know that you just ran into something harder than your body, which is not recommended. That's called trauma. It's called trauma. The other two things is toxicity from your lifestyle and then thoughts. Thoughts are the most, they create the most issues in our tissues, less than positive thinking. And so when we look at life over time, any individual's life over time, you didn't have what you have now, most of us. If you're in your 20s, you have no idea what's coming. Thus, the name of the book, because I was in my 20s, and the older gentleman, he looked at me and said, son, getting old ain't for sissies. I'm in my 20s. I'm jumping over tall buildings with a single bound. I'm indestructible. Walk through walls. What are you talking about? He says, yeah, you'll see. Just keep living. Just keep living. So that's the name of my book that I will complete in 30 days, Getting, G-I-T-T-I-N, apostrophe, old, O-L, because we don't say old, we say old. I'm old. Getting old ain't for sissies. You got to shore up. You got to do something. And see, I had this thought just before we came on air, John. I said, you know, I'm in the healthcare business. I have to sell people on health. The medical profession do a very good job because I can tell you by 10 o'clock in the morning, from 6 to 10, you got so many commercials about ask your doctor if this drug is right for you that you become a pharmaceutical representative, and you don't even know it. That's the marketing. That's the branding that the medical profession has people to believe. Oh, yeah, you're sick. You got to take this. If you ain't taking it now, you eventually will. But the question is, why was I not taking it, and why do I have to take it? They never answer that question. The answer is simple. You have to take the drug because you stopped making the drug. So as we progress moment by moment, decade by decade, We accumulate things that need to be addressed. And your body is a very good indicator. Pain is a very powerful motivator. Or in my world, increased awareness. Most people don't want pain. That's why they offer pain relievers. NSAIDs are one of the most highest selling pharmaceuticals on the planet. So you're going to take a non-steroid or anti-inflammatory drug to override the pain. Your body's trying to tell you that you ran off-road in a Ford Focus. You can't go off-road in a Ford Focus. You need a tall F-350 with big wheels. Yeah. And so your body's going, hey, you got to do something. And so when a person decides to embark on health, and that's what has to happen, it has to be a decision. And it's a decision for as long as you live. And I ask people that. Well, how long would you like to be as well as you can be? And I get the deer in the headlights. Look, what are you talking about? How long would you like to be, would you love to be as well as you could be? Well, that's for as long as I live. Thank you. That's why you need a nervous system tune-up. Is that a TR6 you got there, John, at Triumph?
It is, yes.
Oh! Yes. One of my favorite cars on the planet. Are you kidding me?
It's got a timeless body style. It will never go out of style.
I know. I almost bought a blue CR6. They made a wagon. Oh my goodness! Quit it. But that car, what is it? 60 something.
1969, the first year they built them. Yes.
69. Yes. That's where my Bradley is. 69. And so, imagine if you didn't fine tune that vehicle. Imagine if you didn't keep the periodic maintenance on that vehicle. Now, right now, that car is not moving. And I would say that it probably doesn't have a digital clock inside of it either.
There's no electronics in this car. There's zero electronics.
Zero. Yeah. So we take one of our modern day cars with a clock inside of it, and the clock never stops moving. But everything else does. The motor, the transaxle, the wheels, the bearings, the transmission, the rear axle. I can keep going. There's nothing moving in that car once you park it, except the clock. The human body never has that, never has that option unless you have exhausted the physical body. But from the moment you're conceived to the moment of expiration, the body is moving constantly. So why don't you think it needs periodic maintenance? Well, come back and talk to me later if you don't think you need it. Again, I'm in the healthcare business. I can't tell you what you don't think you require. Everything needs periodic maintenance, and humans need it more. But we don't do it. We don't do it until it becomes necessary, until it becomes life-threatening, and then they say you have to take this drug for the rest of your life. Every day, maybe twice a day or three times a day, they convince you to take a drug which is going to kill you, keep you alive longer, but kill you faster. Go ahead and figure that one out. But it's true. By the time you exhaust the physical body, it's death due to heart failure. You may have taken all the drugs under the sun, start off with two and end up with eight. Didn't get any better unless you, in fact, you got less productive. And since I'm a physical medicine physician, my treatment is you showing up, and there's a physical interaction. Let's do it every day. I have a client right now that I'm seeing every day because of the priority of issues in the tissues.
Right.
There's
right.
No doubt in my mind that given time, any condition can heal.
Doctor,
it took you time to develop.
We have a caller on hold here. We got Deborah in Kentucky. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. I called last Friday, and I have two quick things. Secondarily, Dr. Lynn, I would appreciate if you would revisit what we talked about, the basics of the importance about health and water last week. What I was after is, what would be your philosophy or recommendation on how to get the maximum benefit out of, we all pretty much know the amount of water, half body weight, those kinds of things. But I've heard that 4 ounces of water, like on a half hour basis, that the body will uptake and you'll actually absorb that more efficiently compared to, then another theory is get all your water or your primary, like at least 6 cups of water in you in the morning. So that would be kind of fun to hear what you'd have to say about that. And secondarily, how can we find your books?
All right. I have to really get busy now. They're on my computer. I'll address that first. And as I allocate more time and more focus to what I'm passionate about, I will have them out for sure this year. And they will be everywhere. Amazon.
So you don't have any books right now in print?
Completed and published. No, none completed and published. I just figured out I'm an author. I have lots
All
of
right.
things I can write about. Yeah. I have a book that was, it's called Why Am I So Happy? And my five
grandchildren prompted that one. Like, wow, when do we learn to not be happy? That will be in the book. But back to water. Back to water. Water is the most important element ever. It is the elixir of life. You cannot live long without water. And so what I do the first thing in the morning is I will drink an 8-ounce glass of room temperature water. Now, you can add a little mineral, just a hint of some minerals in there, but not too much, because if it's too much, then it turns into food. You want water. You want H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. Now, hydrogen exists in nature as a two-part molecule, O2. But water is a one-part molecule. So you put water in your body, and it runs around as an unpaired electron, and it helps gather up those free radicals that you create. You've heard of free radicals. We can talk about it, but we won't have time today. But you provide a medium to get an electron without a pair. What is it called? It's a free radical. But now you have an oxygen that can pair up with the free radical. Free radicals promote aging. And so now water will decrease aging. Tom Brady, I saw an interview. He says, I drink water all the time. That's what I do. I don't take medications. I stretch. I work my body. I do what I'm supposed to do, and I hydrate so my body doesn't migrate. He didn't say that. I made that one up. Hydrate so your body doesn't migrate. I prefer intermittent sips of water, just like I prefer intermittent grazing. Eat when you're hungry, but drink all the time. If you drink when you're thirsty, it's too late. That's your body coming through and saying, hey, I need water. You know, water is the most important thing that we have here. I'm 2/3 water. Let's put some more in. Blood, volume, enzymes, hormones, cerebral spinal fluid, lymphatic fluid. I can go on. Comprised of water. And it has to be the most pure water. We compromise our public water with poison. With poison. I mean, that's I don't know who's running it, but I wouldn't do it that way. Pure reverse osmosis water is the most important for you. Intermittent sips, absolutely. I drink water. I sip water all day long like I do with my food. I graze on nuts and vegetables. And if you're going to eat dried fruit, put some nuts with it. You know, it's like, well, Dr. Wilbur, how is it you're staying so trim? I just eat a lot of food. What do you mean? I eat a lot of the right food, because remember, food is required for metabolism to get, food requires metabolism to get the fuel for repair, for rejuvenation, for replacement. If you don't have any fuel, you're going to run out of gas. In the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, and your car doesn't care. It doesn't care that you forgot to put gas in there. Same as your body. Periodic maintenance is necessary. Now, here's another simple analogy. You wouldn't put water in your gas tank, would you? No. But cars require water. It's not in the gas tank. The same thing with the body. We are the most amazingly sophisticated mechanical engineering marvel. It continues to amaze me. Water is it. Half your body weight in water, I drink. I'm 202 pounds today or yesterday. I may be a little more today. You're a little heavier in the morning than the evening. You're a little taller in the morning than you are in the evening. We can explore that later. But water in the morning and then throughout the day. Well, Dr. Wilbur, I drink a lot of water. I go to the bathroom. Okay. What's wrong with that? You go to the bathroom, that means your kidney and bladder is working. Camp out at the bathroom than necessary. I'd rather you go to the bathroom often than have sludge and mud for blood. It's called blood viscosity. It's called, I have to increase the pressure to get the fluid in a closed thermodynamic system going from heart back to heart. You know how hard the heart has to work to get blood to come back to the lungs on the right side? That's hard work, and it's most of the time against gravity. So you want lots of blood so that you don't have to use a lot of force. Get it through the circulatory system. Excellent question, Deborah. I love it. Keep the questions coming. And then, as long as you don't stump me, you can keep asking questions.
I think it would be ideal for you to visit the subject of water on a fairly regular basis. Maybe not for like a huge portion of your time on the air, but most people are dehydrated.
Yes.
And dehydration causes huge amount of variety of different health issues.
Yes.
It does. It does, Deborah.
Yes.
Deborah, thank you for the call. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Listen, gentlemen, Jared Moore here on Friday. It is Friday the 24th of January. Doctor, we're down to the last 3 minutes, sir.
All righty. Again, I want to thank Deborah for that inspiring suggestion. I will take that to heart. Water is more important than food. Just realize that. And so I want to reflect back on the Frozen movies. If you haven't seen it, go rent the DVD, walk through it. Let it go is the premise. That is the fundamental principle behind forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean I condone the act or that you forget it, because you don't. Every experience you've ever had is stored permanently in memory. You can't forget anything. You just have to pace over it. Let it go. That feeling didn't feel good then, doesn't feel good now, and it's the number one thing that'll make you less than optimally well. Let it go. Just let it go. Brilliant. I haven't seen Frozen 2. I don't think I will. I have some more movies I want to see. Reality. What is reality? Reality is our interpretation with our five or six senses of our environment. So what we hear, smell, taste, touch, see, what we perceive in our environment, that determines our reality. So your reality could be something that's not real. Here's an example. Here's an accident. There's five witnesses. There's five different stories because they perceived it differently. You don't have to process the way you perceived it. And once you perceive it as harmful and threatening, you interpret it as, well, here's how I would live my life. And then you process it positively as opposed to the way it was perceived. That's a skill. I teach that. I practice it. To become a master at life, you have to continue to master the things of life that's going to guarantee longevity. Did I say guarantee? Yeah, there's a few guarantees on the planet. This is one. You do this, this will happen. You plant a seed of an oak tree, you nurture it and watch what happens. Giant oak tree from a seed. Figure that one out. We have that same capacity. We have hundreds of trillions of cells that work perfectly, that respond perfectly to the stimulus that we perceive from our environment. And if we give ourselves periodic maintenance, a checkup from the neck up, meaning mindfulness, think about what you're thinking about while you're thinking about it. If it doesn't make you feel good, change the thought. You have that power to change your thought, change your life. And then I can teach you how to move correctly, too, because that's next on the list. If you don't move it, you lose it. I'm looking forward to getting my Bradley on the road this spring. And us that are in our fifth, sixth, seventh decade, even if you're in your second or third decade, it doesn't matter what decade you're in. If you don't move your body won't be able to move. If you don't move your mind becomes stagnant. Move your mind, move your beliefs, move your attitude, move your body, change your life.
Doctor, thank you. I'll be back next week. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Have a great one.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.